Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Helping me look ahead to this Sunday's matchup with the Denver Broncos are Jeff Mosher from Comcast Sportsnet and Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Daily News. And Jeff, let's get right into it. Three games with Chip Kelly at the helm of the Philadelphia Eagles. What have you learned about him during his time?
Chris, I would say that Chip came as advertised. We knew he had a different offensive mind, that he was an offensive guru, and that he came here and said he's going to run the ball. A lot of people were very excited about that, especially after so many problems with Andy and his play calling and the balance. He has balanced this offense. LeSean McCoy is obviously leading the league in rushing. They obviously run out of a lot of spread formation sets like he did at Oregon, and they put a lot of points on the board. Now with that Kansas City game, protection issues from last year, starting to see those a little bit. So has Chip Kelly brought some spark to the offense? Absolutely. Has he been a miracle worker? He has not been.
Les, what are some of the things that you think Chip can do to improve the offense, mainly with the turnovers and maybe those line breakdowns?
I would emphasize running the ball even more. They have some issues. I mean, the Jeremy Maclin injury, really, we saw in the Kansas City game, they have some guys who aren't going to get great separation against strong man-to-man coverage. He can limit Michael Vick's turnovers by keeping that pressure off of him, not making him make so many rush decisions. You know, those are the kinds of issues they have.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on Michael Vick through his first three games of the season?
Yeah, I think that the spread offense and the pace of the offense has helped him out a little bit. It gives him more passing lanes. It gives him more one-on-one options. He obviously has the best arm in the league, DeSean Jackson. Finally, by moving DeSean around, he's been able to get better one-on-one matchups that DeSean can beat and Mike can get the ball. But I think, you know, we're three games into the season, and when we talk 3 or 4 weeks from now, I think we might be talking about some of the same problems, though, is that when you do spread it out like that, you leave your offensive line to protect in five-man situations a lot. We've seen them struggle in that regard. We've seen Mike, whose height sometimes becomes an issue, get those passes batted down at scrimmage. We've seen other teams, ever since that first game, we've seen teams make defensive adjustments. And if you're a good enough team with a good front six and you can stop the run without having to bring that extra safety in the box the way Kansas City was able to do, then you got a good shot of putting a lot of pressure on Mike and turning him into that guy who does create a lot of turnovers or just doesn't make the greatest of decisions when the pocket is starting to collapse. I think that's the biggest obstacle for the offense going forward.
Now let's look at the defense. Les, what's your take on the defense overall through the first three games, and what can they do to improve moving ahead?
It's kind of the defense we thought we would have. I mean, I think everybody understood throughout training camp and the preseason that this secondary was going to struggle. The defensive line, I was really glad to see in Kansas City, started to look more like the defensive line I expected. I did expect that it would be able to mitigate some of these secondary concerns by getting a good pass rush, by getting some sacks and some batted balls, and, you know, putting pressure on other quarterbacks so they can't just stand back there and pick you apart the way Phillip Rivers kind of did. This is a new defense. These are a lot of new starters playing together. There are going to be improvements just from playing games together and getting games under the belt. There were some encouraging signs against Kansas City. Despite the way the fourth quarter went, despite some of the third and long completions, there was some good defense being played by the Eagles. It's not going to be, every game isn't going to be like San Diego, but this is not going to be one of the top defenses in the NFC this year. It just isn't.
Eagles defense will have its toughest challenge with Peyton Manning, and the Broncos offense, they're off to a record-setting pace. Jeff, what do you think the Eagles defense can do to try to slow down Peyton Manning and all those weapons that he has around him?
Has anyone ever tried to drop all 11 into coverage? Has that been done before? I mean, if there's ever a case to doing that, it would be this game. And, you know, Chip does think outside the box, so maybe we'll see it. Now, I don't think their problems so far have been scheme. I think they've been personnel. They haven't been deep. They're beaten deep. Quarterbacks aren't just sitting back there throwing the ball 50 yards against them like we saw the last 2 years. The problem is quarterbacks are going underneath, and guys aren't getting off blocks, and guys aren't making tackles when they have a chance. How do you fix that? You can't just put a reserve in, because a reserve is a reserve for a reason. So it's up to the starters to play better. They obviously are going to have to generate a better front four pass rush against Peyton Manning, who's always been a guy that you can rattle him more so center pressure, up the middle A-gaps than around the edges. So maybe if you send Kendricks a little bit more often, or send D'Amico and drop your outside linebacker, so you're still getting a four-man rush, it's just coming from a different direction. Bottom line is, you just gotta, when you have a chance to make a one-on-one tackle, you gotta make it.
Les, can the offense do anything to offset this?
Well, that's an interesting point, Chris. Unless I read the NFL stats wrong, which is always possible, there are three teams in the NFL that have given up more passing yards than the Eagles so far. One of those is the Denver Broncos. I do not think this is a great defense, especially without Von Miller that the Eagles are facing this weekend. They have the opportunity to put some pressure on the Broncos by keeping the ball, by scoring points. I think they're a better offensive team than Oakland was Monday night. Can they beat Peyton Manning? I mean, that's a tough chore, but can they make this a competitive game? Can their offense score enough points? I really think they can. And one other thing that really intrigues me, I have found whenever everybody agrees on something, like everybody agrees going into this week that the Eagles are just going to get killed, that it's a horrible matchup, that, you know, it's just an awful thing and we should all just avert our eyes, we're always wrong. Whenever we all agree on something, we're always wrong. It always turns out to be something we completely didn't expect.
For Jeff and Les, great stuff. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here in our Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.